Chapter 15, Jess Coyle. I watch out the window for Jess Coyle, who sits in my lap. I told my mom Jess Coyle was coming, but I didn't actually explain why. She wants to talk to you about the Zoom program. I said, "Oh, my mom, the reporter said, she's preoccupied. I don't know why." What will happen when Jess Coyle gets here? My mother to behave badly in front of Jess Coyle. I think Jess Coyle will like me better if my mother is mean. No one would love Cinderella if she didn't have a mean stepmother. The other Jess Coyle to wave a wand over my mother and change her into a mom I want. A mom who'd say, "You know, I'm sorry. If I had let you go to the wet vet in the first place, none of this would happen." I think about my real mom. This is actually what she would say. I sit there, in the driveway. My tummy juggles the way it does when I get up. Then, without thinking about it, I do something I almost never do. I dial the number of the kitchen, the one side done Atlanta office. My dad will be now. I don't care. I mean, if Elizabeth can call him, why can't I? This way, he can talk to Jess Coyle on the phone, and my mom won't have to know anything about it. When Jess Coyle comes, I'll hand her a phone and she won't have to see my mom at all. My dad doesn't get so upset about stuff like this. Once when I bit Felicia Johnson's arm, a big handful of Elizabeth's hair. And when my dad finds out, she was almost what I'd done.